Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. I will worship you always. I'll give you all glory and all the honor. Is that your mantra today? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're going to hold before the Lord? That all the glory, whatever glory and honor comes to me, I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna give you all of it. Amen. We thank God for that. Thank you and welcome to Monday, another start of a new week. Thank you for joining us. This is Pastor Stevenson, and you're with at Hope City Radio, and we want to thank you for being with us this morning in our prayer, in our time of just speaking to the Lord. Amen. We want to thank you for joining us, and those of you who were with us yesterday at our services, or any of our services, we had Pastor Keith Battle from Zion Church in Maryland, which was such an absolute blessing. And we also had Chris Bender, who was our guest psalmist yesterday and worship leader. Just a tremendous job along our praise and worship team, who I was so excited and proud for. They did such a great job on yesterday, having not had a full rehearsal with him. And the technology is great. They did something. I think he did FaceTime into their rehearsal on Thursday, and they were able to go through songs using FaceTime and just did a wonderful job. Our praise team, I was very proud of them. They did a great job. The worship was so crisp and good. And so we thank God for all day yesterday, and our prayer. My prayer is that above everything, that God was glorified. Above everything, that God was smiling and that God was in the audience and we were on the stage. And so I thank God for Chris being with us and Pastor Battle being with us and just challenging the singles of our church to just step up and not allow where you've been and how you've been to keep you where you are. If you want to do something different, then do something different. If you want to connect with God and make a decision, then go ahead and connect with Him. It's going to require some things changing your life, but if you are serious about what it is God has called you to do, then those changes won't be as difficult as they sound or seem. Amen, amen. God, for you. And so, like we asked on yesterday, what will you do with this word that you have heard? And what service you were at, you heard a great word from the Lord, a word that challenged you, a word that blessed you, whether you were single or married. You never want to come to God's house. Oh, that word's not for me. Every word, there's something in every word from the Lord that would be a blessing to us. I had a person reach out to me, they were married, and tell me yesterday how much the message blessed them. They were married, and they said they realized that during their courtship, during the time of them trying to come together as wife and husband, they didn't have the deep conversations about how they would function, and how they just didn't have them, didn't have those conversations. And so now, you know, that these they're having some challenges, there is no frame of reference about what do we do here? How are we going to handle this? Because they didn't begin that way. And so they're making a decision to make some shifts and get some things together. I got another conversation with a person like, you know what, this married. Wow, this blessed me so much. I'm ripping up the papers. I was like, ripping up the papers. I'm ripping up the papers. The papers, divorce papers. This is the power, y'all. This is the power of God's word. And we should never, ever take for granted when we come into the house of the Lord that it's just a, you know, Sunday as usual and everything's the same. No, if somebody is hanging on every word and that something is going to be said that is going to bring life to a person and to a situation, and we never, ever want to miss and you treat those moments casual because they're not. They are amazing times, and people's lives are changed. And we want to absolutely be a part of the life change that God is bringing in the life of his people. And so make a decision to really start to learn about relationships and where you're going, where you're from. That was such a powerful point. Where are you from? The way that we were raised will have a huge, huge effect on how we will relate to people and how we will be in relationship. So don't forget, looking at the messages that I preached before, Pastor Bao preached yesterday, when you put them in context and look at them, you're like, wow, okay, I get it. You ought to be seeing a pattern. This is why I function this way, and I need to change this. And remember, every relationship style can be changed. You can absolutely change the style and work on it and grow. And I'm praying that you and I would absolutely do that, that we would look to be better and stronger and to do the will of the Lord, because it is God's will that brings glory. Doing what we want to do doesn't bring us glory. But doing what the Lord wants us to do, when we are obedient to God, that's how God gets glory. God gets glory out of our obedience. When the obedience is easy or when it's hard, God gets glory. And if we want God to be glorified in everything that we say and do, if we want God to be glorified in the way we carry ourselves and the way we function, if we want God to be glorified in the things that we say, then we have got to be mindful. We've got to be mindful in the moments that we have and find ways to always turn and point glory back to God. Back to God. Amen. Point it back to God. Let's pray. Let's pray as we start really, really seeking the Lord about how we relate and that we want to be. I mean, my prayer is we want to be better at relationships. I can assure you this, You and I will not get better at relationships if we don't have a desire to, if we're not willing to put in the work necessary in order to be. But I believe that people are hearing this word, it's challenging them, and we're realizing, okay, it's not about dates, and dates are fine. It's not about marriage, and that's fine. It's not about any of that. It's about how am I going to relate with the person that I'm getting into relationship with. And when the relationship is strained, but there is a child in that relationship, we have a responsibility as the adults to really, really work extra hard because now we recognize that we're not going to be together. We're not there together to raise this child. So we have got to make the decision. How are we going to function? Because remember, please remember, that the way you and her, the way that you and the baby's mother, the way that you and the baby's father function with each other is going to teach the child how to function with people. The mom and dad are the most important thing in that child's life. And if this is the way mom and dad function, then that's the way I want to function as dysfunctional as it is. That child will want to function in that way. So we've got work to do so that we can become who God has called us to be. And so it begins with asking God to change us, change our attitude, our thought process. Father, we are grateful to you because we recognize that there is no reason for us without you. There is no power in us without you. There is no grace in us without you. There is no change in us without you. And so, God, we are absolutely certain that we need you desperately. We are absolutely certain that we need you on our side. We are absolutely certain that we can do nothing, not something, some things, we can do nothing without you. We need you in order to do and become what you called us to be and to become. And we definitely got to see you out. So, Lord, we pray that you would help us in our relationships, help us to grow, help us to be different, help us to advance in our thinking, help us to secure the leadership of our Savior, secure the direction that we're going. Help us to look for ways to get glory to you, look for ways that we might stand in your power and in your awesomeness. And I thank you, Lord, because as we go about doing the things you called us to do, that you're changing us, you're growing us, you're directing us, you're ministering to us, you're loving us, even when we cannot love ourselves and we don't know what to do, you are loving us. We want to say thank you for always loving us and for always taking care of us and for always watching out for us, even when we didn't know what to do and when we went down roads that were displeasing to you. You have taught us in this moment, in this life, that he who has begun a good work in us shall complete it till the day of Christ Jesus. That, Lord, that Jesus is already on the throne. He's not getting on the throne. He is on the throne, and he is ready to make intercession for the believer. So, God, thank you. And we go about this day, and we pray and ask for your direction. We pray and ask for your grace. Be glorified in us today. In the name of the Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord, and we will talk with you soon. We'll talk and lift up the name of the Lord together. How about that? All right. You have a great day. Make sure you are at Recharge this Wednesday. Make sure you are there. Amen. All right. Love you. Bye.